This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Big news in the world of college football as the Big Ten and the SEC continue to just bludgeon the rest of the Power Four. As we have a new change to the playoff seeding, where it used to be that the conference title winners with the best record, the four best of those teams, would get the one through four seeds. That will no longer be the case moving forward. It'll solely be based on how the committee ranks you. I was going to say it's on record, but we know that's not entirely the case. So to talk about all of this and the impact of how much change college football can handle, we head out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. The great Pete Futek of College Football News joins us. Aho, Pete, how you doing?
Well, first of all, I know how you're doing. We talked about this all last football season. Are you enjoying the gift from the gods? That I said all along that for what you do and what I do and what we do, Shedeur Sanders is like gold. I mean, I can tell you from the inside, the people who run any kind of website that has a Shedeur Sanders thing to it are made a whole lot of money over the last few weeks when it came to that NFL draft. And I thought you guys were going to take him at the two. Turns out you're smarter than everyone else, and you're able to deal down and get a better player and then get him later, and you got him.
Well, I'll say, as happy as I am on team content, my partner, who is team Shedeur and team content, is about 15% happier.
It's my two favorite things, Pete.
Could not have been a more perfect thing, because you know what? At this point, for where you got him, if it doesn't work out, you're like a goldfish. You flush him and you go get another one. Doesn't matter at this point. You take him at the two, he's your guy for the next 5 years no matter what. But where you got him there, all good.
Pete, we're still not over. It's a rough week for dead pets, around these parts. So
Peterlin suggested I throw my mom's dead cat into my pond.
I thought the pond was an acceptable place, Pete.
Is this where I compare pretty much all coaches to like pets too? Is that you just go get another one and they're out there? I don't mean to be too soon about this.
Are you telling my mom she should just go get another cat?
Because then they're out there.
And an offensive coordinator if you need one. Yeah.
Right. Pete, is there – so I guess your initial reaction to the latest seeding change for the college football playoffs?
Fine. You know, it had to be done because it was kind of ridiculous last year. What everyone's going to have to get really used to really fast is that this isn't the NCAA tournament, basketball tournament. You can't get hot from three for a couple games and end up in the Elite Eight. So, 1 year there might be a Boise State upset or there might be something quirky, but we know what happened. In the NCAA tournament, whenever you have Central Directional State beating Duke, you show me that and I'll show you the next round game that's 85-40. And we saw that a few years ago with TCU – found its way past Michigan, and all of a sudden, hell and reality came to breakfast against Georgia. Well, so now all we're doing is we're really getting those first-round games. Everyone was whining and complaining about, which actually weren't bad matchups. We're getting those out of the way faster because, all right, fine, the lesser teams are going to have, you know, tougher roads. They have to go on the road to play, but we're also getting those out of the way to create whoppers of second-round matchups. And we're also giving a little bit of a break to the number one overall seed because, you know, as you guys know, last year, Oregon, the number one overall seed. You're the champion of the Big Ten Conference. You beat Ohio State already. And what do you get for your reward? Ohio State in the Rose Bowl. You know, so, you know, meanwhile, where Penn State got the, you know, the free space games against SMU and I'm blanking on who else they beat. But, like, yeah, so it's a good thing. You had to do it. I wish they would reseed going into the next round, but that's nitpicking for now.
Does it devalue conference title games in a way that maybe isn't appetizing, though?
I think so, eventually. Because think of it this way. Let's say Ohio State goes 12-0. They wipe out everybody. They play in the Big Ten Championship. What's the one thing that can screw you up? Carson Beck. We saw that. Georgia, his, you know, Carson Beck breaks his, you know, suffers the injury, knocked out from the college football playoff. I think, you know, Notre might have beaten him anyway, but you sure as shoot would have wanted to have Carson Beck as your starting quarterback if you're in Georgia, where, of course, every college coach ever is going to say, well, we play for the Big Ten Championship around here. This the SEC Championship means something to us. This is how we play. But in reality, if you know you're a 12-0 team, that you are going to be ranked in the top four no matter what. You can kind of figure this out. Even if you lose, you know, the College Football Playoff Committee will probably give you a break. So what are you doing playing, you know, your top guys in a game that really doesn't mean anything to you? Now, I don't think you're going to see, you know, load management type things or anything. But, yeah, it kind of devalues it a little bit. But on the flip side, it still makes them important because let's say Iowa ends up playing Ohio State. 9-3 Iowa somehow gets into the Big Ten Championship. Yeah, it makes it a big deal because they win. They're in the college football playoff.
Pete, Texas reportedly blocked Ohio State, moving their week one big noon game to Sunday. Ohio State wanted to do it. A fair amount of other parties wanted to do it. Texas blocked it. Is there any good reason, or is Texas just being Texas?
I don't know. I guess they're just a little bit of gamesmanship. And I don't get into the whole, you know, oh, your game's at 11 o'clock. Oh, your game's at prime time. People are going to watch if it's a big game no matter what. You got the whole offseason to prepare for this thing. So if it's one day or the other, fine. I guess they're just it's a little gamesmanship. And it is Texas just being Texas a little bit here.
Pete, let me ask you, so now that we have what potentially could be some sort of someone overseeing the four main conferences, and exactly what they call them, I guess we can figure out later. I know Nick Saban's up for this job, but do you feel like having someone that is there in that respective role and represents the NCAA, but it has the job of just basically fixing college football, is that going to be better for the sport? Like, are we going to get this thing on the right track?
Here's where I kind of think, you kind of said the two kind of buzz things. What needs fixing and what needs to be put on the right track? See, like, I kind of think, okay, I kind of get where the transfer portal is kind of out of whack. You shouldn't have unfettered free agency and all that. But you kind of have to because everyone's got to remember, this is still college. Like, why do you have the transfer portal windows where you do? Well, because these guys technically and theoretically, they have to sign up for classes. Like, if these are supposedly regular students who go to school and then play football. Ha-ha. But there is an infrastructure to this, which is the reason the college is ahead of the football side of this. So it's okay, I guess. What needs oversight? Like, because a bunch of goofy boosters in Texas Tech just bought themselves a whale of a team? Like, is that a problem that needs fixing at this point? Is the Yamaleva thing a really big deal? No, it was a contract negotiation and, you know, UCLA went and got the Tennessee quarterback. Is that a problem that needs fixing? No. So, like, what needs fixing? So whenever you hear, and that's you, but, like, everyone else, like Saban, and from a political standpoint, I'm certainly not going here, but from a political standpoint, when they say, well, we got to go back to this, what they're basically saying is, how do we make sure the players don't get paid? And just remember, Nick Saban and his coaching staff in his final year there were being paid over $20 million for payroll, and they want to start to whack away the money that the players can potentially get. That doesn't seem quite right.
Pete Futak on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Pete, is Julian Sayin, assuming that's who's going to start for Ohio State, versus Arch Manning, is just by the name game alone, plus Ohio State versus Texas, is it going to be possible for that matchup to live up to the hype?
I hope so.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
And, but first of all, the funny part about that is, outside of us, nobody knows who Julian Sayin is. I mean, that's the crazy part about this. The preseason top 25s that you see out there, you always have to remember, the pollsters or whatever the guy who's doing it from whatever site, they always know, okay, well, I know who that starting quarterback is. Therefore, we're going to rank Clemson higher because I know who Kate Klubnik is. We're going to rank Penn State maybe number one because Drew Aller is coming back. And, you know, Texas is awesome. But the crazy part about it is, like, 7 of the top 10 teams, you don't know the quarterback. I mean, is it Bryce Underwood for Michigan? You know, is it really going to be Gunnar Stockton for Georgia? Is Dante Moore really the Oregon starting quarterback? And on and on and on. I mean, Ohio State, you know, is still, like you said, figuring it out. So, you know, Notre Dame, is it going to be C.J. Carr? So you've got, you know, all these top teams, and you don't have a rock-solid, sure-thing quarterback. Now, they're all good. You're not going to – you know, be there if you're not going to be the next big thing. They're just not known commodities like, you know, these guys. And Arch isn't even known yet. I mean, Arch is hype. You know, he's got all the tools. He's got the Manning. He's got the training, all that kind of stuff. But he was, you know, he was nothing more than, you know, really a power, you know, quarterback on the goal line for most of last year. So we still have to make sure that he's the guy. But this season is about Arch mania and to see if he lives up to the hype. And everyone's going to be watching the Ohio State game, so if Arch goes off, well, there's your Heisman. And the flip side is where Ohio State can make a big statement right away, obviously.
All right, Pete, we've dove into a lot of the different coach rankings and the different – I mean, everyone's – it's power rank season for the coaches. Have you been – and I've not seen yet if you've put yours out. I'm sure it's to come if it hasn't. What's that?
Coming in about next month, we'll start to dive into that. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Basically, everyone I've seen so far has Kirby Smart at the top. I don't think anyone would debate that. But I am surprised. It feels like it's almost a unanimous Ryan Day at number two. Does Ryan Day at this point, and we've had a lot of coaches obviously leave, and so there's not as many legacy coaches around. Does it feel like Ryan Day is the second best coach in college football right now?
Well, it depends on how you do it. It's like he's certainly doing the most with the most. I mean, I've been a Ryan Day apologist all the way through this. I mean, when you go best coaches, I've always really, really been a thing of like, well, who's got the most impossible situation going? Like Bryant Vincent at ULM, Louisiana Monroe, winning 5 games in a program that's never done anything. I know this is getting like geeky and stuff, but that, you know, the guys like that are crazy. Like, to win at a military academy, you know, everyone forgets like Army and Navy and Air Force. They don't even get like 2-star guys. They just get whoever they can get, and they kind of put it all together. So those coaches are always amazing. But, yes, on the highest level, the highest of highest levels, Kirby, yeah, because it's consistent. But how do you not say Ryan Day just because, you know, he's there every single year with the pressure? And I think it becomes a little bit of a, you know, oh, well, it's Ohio State. Of course they're winning there. Well, ask Texas that. You know, Texas hasn't won jack squat, really, for a while. I mean, you know, in terms of the highest of the high level, they come close. You know, so you know, Nebraska is still stacked just because they got to a bowl game. Florida's struggling. Florida State went to the tank. So you've got all these, you know, places that, oh, yeah, of course you're going to win there. It is not a given that you win at Ohio State, especially like they were able to do the last couple of years.
Pete, is Deion Sanders a top 30 Power 4 coach?
Yeah. If it was, I love the guy. He's like my favorite sports personality probably of all time, so I'm a little biased here. But you have to remember, if this wasn't Deion, if this was like, you know, Coach Smith or somebody, if this was just a regular dude, you'd just say, look what he's done. Colorado was a complete and utter disaster. It was an NPC. It didn't exist. And all of a sudden, he comes in, and they've gone through a progression. You know, they collapsed. They weren't that good. They had to completely rebuild and reload. And they did a pretty good job in 2023, 2024. They get in the Big 12 title hunt. So in any other normal situation, you would say this coach is doing a phenomenal job because it's going through the progression of year one to year two. Let's see what happens in year three. But because the hype is so off the charts in such a skewed way, everyone just kind of assumes, oh, well, you know, it's Colorado. Why aren't they, you know, he should be better than it. No, they are doing a great job with what he has. They still, but Colorado still continues to be kind of the, you know, all frosting, no cake program. I mean, they've got the great guys there, and but they've, you know, you can only, you know, do it on your schedule. They were really bad in the bowl game. They collapsed down the stretch. I don't think they have the lines, the infrastructure, the overall thing. But again, this is Colorado. It's not Ohio State. So long-winded way of saying, I don't have 30 coach. I don't know, but for what he's been able to do for Colorado, pretty amazing.
All right, Pete, in the interest of engagement farming, you mentioned Shador Sanders to start this. Will he start week one for the Cleveland Browns this year?
Week four, I would say. I would say he doesn't start. You probably go safe and sane to start, and then eventually he comes in. I'm ready to see this. I, for all the Shadorness and all the knocks against him, and I know his interviews didn't go all that well, and there's all he's way more polished than I think he gets credit for. And the same sort of thing. If this wasn't Shador Sanders, if this was just a random guy, he would have gotten a lot more credit. I mean, you're talking about the guy who came off the most accurate season in the history of college football. And I still don't think he gets enough credit. He got killed. He was getting whacked on every single play. That was, you know, Deion doing that to his son with that offensive line. He was just getting tagged play after play. Oh, well, he holds the ball too long. Well, no, he let plays develop and he got crushed. Well, he didn't throw the ball down the field enough. Well, that's because it was his job because there's no running game to not turn the ball over. Not that he doesn't have an arm. He doesn't make big plays. But he was kind of way more mature on the field in how he played and how he handled himself than I think most people gave him credit for. So I do believe him as a prospect, especially, again, for the value in that draft pick. Yeah, take your shot there because, you know, had he gone number two, there would have been some people, you know, screaming and yelling, but at the end of the day, wouldn't have been that insane. And, you know, obviously he fell, and what happened happened.
All right, we're cooking with gas right now. One more quick one here. Is it disrespectful to Shador that he might not get equal reps to the other three quarterbacks in the quarterback battle?
That's why the coaches pay all this money. Like, look, if he's your guy, obviously you should get equal reps. Otherwise, maybe the coaches are seeing something that I'm not or anybody. Because you only tell once he gets into camp and how it's working and everything. So if he's good enough, you'll get the equal reps and you'll get the time. So it's what you make of it and all that. So if you're that good, okay. But again, he's still a rookie quarterback. I mean, Mahomes didn't start his rookie year. You know, it's not given that, you know, I'm here in Chicago and everyone's screaming, oh, Caleb Williams is a bust. No, the guy's a rookie, all right? It's okay. So give him a little bit of a free pass, at least for a year or so. But the coaches will know pretty much right out of the gate whether or not this guy can play or not.
Pete, you're the best, buddy. Appreciate you.
Anytime, guys.
Pete Futek, college football news on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. I don't think Pete realized. A little tongue-in-cheek there from your boy, Nicky Dubs.
Yeah.
That's okay. Give us two good Shador answers.
And you know what? I just like the positivity. I like the Shador positivity that Pete wanted to offer up there.
People helping people. We'll react to Pete's comments on college football and the state of change in the playoffs in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.